Every Monday, starting at 5 p.m., they need to feel worthy.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola. La 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 Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight she nearly broke my spine.
Play a little Kinks for you, because John Gosling, the great keyboardist of the Kinks, has passed away. He was 75 years old, and along with the other four Kinks, they played some great music back in the 60s and 70s. So John Gosling of the Kinks, dead at 75. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, thank you very much for joining us. It is Monday, August the 7th, as we roll through the summer. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Mike Huff of FirstResponderJobs.com. And we're going to talk with Mike about a new Illinois law that allows illegal immigrants to work in law enforcement, if you can believe that. What is going on with the Prairie State? Stay tuned for that, please. And China, along with Russia, send out large Navy patrols near Alaska. You know, it's one more poke in the eye to America and the Biden administration, and we are going to take a look. Stay tuned for that as well. And U.S. housing affordability hits an all-time low. The average mortgage, listen to this, the average mortgage payment in 31 states is over $2,000 a month. That's the average in most of the states in this country. And in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 greatest NFL fullbacks. Indeed, stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. Thanks for being with us. We got a lot to talk about. This thing about buying homes and affordability of housing at an all-time low really troubles me. Global Market Publication, the Kolbeisi letter, declared last week that housing affordability in America is now an all-time low. They point to several striking data points showing that it's more expensive to pay for a place to live in the U.S. than ever before. For starters, the outlet said that buying a house in the U.S. has become a luxury. A luxury. It pointed to a report released Friday that shows that the median home mortgage payment in the United States hit $2,605 a month in July. That's the median home payment. That is up about 19% from a year ago. That's a lot. And that means a lot of people are just not able to buy a house anymore. Boy, oh boy, things are really going from bad to worse, are they not, under the Biden administration? I've never seen things in my entire life as bad as they are right now in this country, especially economically, but not just economically. But this is really a scary situation. 37 states now require at least 30% of median annual income for new home payments. That's a striking amount as well. You just wonder where we're going right now. And, of course, the Fed's not helping. It's been bumping up the interest rate. And the first thing you think about when the Fed bumps up an interest rate is the mortgage, because the mortgage rate goes up. It's directly tied to the Federal Reserve. So it's kind of a scary situation right now. Home prices may pull back, maybe 10 or 20% minimum at some point, they say. But the analysis does not see what we used to have, you know, like we had in 2008, adding it's not the same kind of a setup. Apparently in 2008, the prices really dropped. But anyway, the housing market's looking pretty grim. And you know what? Monthly, I don't know what monthly rental is here in Florida, but the rate of paying just renting for a month here, it's got to be, I'll bet you it's close to $2,000. Ed, you think so? I mean, I don't know what the amount is. We'll have to look that up, but I think that's a scary number as well.
Well, some of these matchstick apartments, as I call them, the when they're being built, they're nothing but wood. You know, the two bedrooms are going for $1,800, $2,000. You're looking at least $800 a bedroom. I think it was.
Is that right?
I think
per
that's
bedroom.
Someone saw that somewhere.
Is that how you look at it?
Yeah. So every time you add one, you add another $800.
So you got a two bedroom for about $1,600 right now.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
And it depends where, of course.
Of course it does.
Know,
yeah.
If you're in downtown, it's going to be a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about that. By the way, we forgot to tell everybody that Freedom Works is sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop and Arborlife Tree Service. If you need a great haircut, you got to get over to Andrew's. It's in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza, and their direct number, call for your appointment, of course, 727-733-3773. Great haircut at a great price. Also, Arborlife Tree Service, I've used them. They're great. Anything to do with trees, whether you got to have them removed, enhanced, fertilized, stump removal, whatever it is, Arborlife is the place to call. Call them for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. So there you go. One more quick story before we go to break here and then talk about what's going on in Illinois with illegal immigrants as cops. Oh, God. In what some experts are calling a deliberate provocation, a combined Russian and Chinese naval force patrolled near the coast of Alaska. This was like last week. Possibly the largest such flotilla to ever approach American shores. 11 Russian and Chinese ships reportedly steamed close to the Aleutian Islands. The ships, which really never entered U.S. territorial waters and have since left, were shadowed by four U.S. destroyers and aircraft. You know, they are trying to poke our country in the eye with all of these different things that they are. I honestly think with the weather balloon, with the Chinese balloon that went over, with the setup in Cuba, you know, with all the other things that they're doing right now, it's a scary, scary situation. I think we've got to, I don't know what Biden is doing other than taking vacations all. I think he's still on vacation. I'm not sure. But I think somebody better slap him on the side of the head and tell him
to wake up. What's he going to do? He's not going to do anything. That's why they're not doing it.
No, but here's the thing.
He'll just play it off.
We're being slapped around.
But he'll play it off.
In the meantime, we go over to China and bow. Who is it? His Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, goes over there and bows as low as she can to them. I mean, they respect somebody that they respect strength. I don't think we're showing strength.
No.
Okay. Anyway, let's take our break. And when we come back, Mike Huff is going to join us. We're going to talk about what I can't believe. In Illinois, a new law allowing illegal immigrants to work in law enforcement.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Monday. Freedom Works, thank you so very, very much for being with us. And we're delighted to have Mike Huff join us. He's a chairman of firstresponderjobs.com. He's a veteran law officer. He served with the Tulsa Police Department for 37 years. And when he retired, he founded his own private investigation and security consulting firm. Mike, welcome to Freedom Works.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. This is unbelievable. By the way, I lived in Tulsa as a little boy, and I also lived in Chicago area as a growing up little boy. So kind of connect with you on two sides here. But this law in the Prairie State allowing illegal aliens to work in law enforcement, it is one of the most unbelievable stories. I just almost cannot fathom it. Can you tell me what is going on in the minds of our politicians in Illinois with something like this?
It's totally asinine. I can't believe that they're doing this. No wonder people are leaving Illinois by the drove with leaders like this.
Yeah, there's no question about it. No, and it's one of many things that seem to be going haywire in a lot of the blue states. Needless to say, the way police are being treated, and I'm sure you've got all kinds of stories that you can talk about, but I've never seen such a divisive country, you know, when it comes to our respect for law enforcement. What's going on, though, with this? Governor J.B. Pritzker signed this, apparently, has he not signed this into law now?
Yes, sir, he has.
So tell us a little bit about it. Why would he want to? Are they that desperate for police in the state of Illinois?
Well, I think they've made themselves that desperate for police. You know, they've gone through all this defunding stuff and, you know, lack of respect for officers, and they just don't treat them well. You know, the culture of policing is unique. You have to appreciate and respect your officers, or they don't want to be your officers anymore. There's too many other opportunities out here other than being treated the way they are.
Yeah, there's no question about that. But to go after illegals, I mean, I just don't see how any of the people in the state, I would think there would be a huge law reaction to this thing. I don't know. Have you noticed whether or not, what are the Republicans saying? Now, Pritzker is a Democrat. The Illinois legislature has been controlled by the Democrats ever since I can remember. But what are, do you know what Republicans in the state are saying about this this new law?
I do not know what they're saying. I can't imagine they're enjoying it. I know the state Fraternal Order of Police is spoken out against it. So it's just a matter of time till the first big mistake happens. And, you know, we want police that want to be police. We don't want police that just, hey, I'll do this because I can't get a job somewhere else. Wait till the big first disaster happens when you strap a gun on an illegal alien's side and send him out, and maybe he'll have to use deadly force, or he thinks he does. And, you know, their culture is not the same as ours. They're not going to be thinking in the same way that our citizens do. And to think that an illegal alien, a non-U.S. citizen, can arrest and detain a U.S. citizen is just unthinkable.
Yeah. Now, I don't know that they're actually going to make illegals cops, but they would work in law enforcement. It says here this this law, HB, House Bill 3751, which the governor signed, allows non-U.S. citizens to apply and get hired for state and municipal law enforcement jobs. So would you think they would bury these people in some sort of an office situation, or do you think that they really would slap a badge on them and send them into the field?
I think it's slapping a badge on them. You know, this is a very slippery slope, and there's going to be a problem. People won't trust 911 when they call, not knowing who's going to show up. If you know, if it's going to be a citizen or not. So we don't need that. We need all the respect we can get and trust. People.
Yes, indeed. We're talking with Mike Huff. He is a veteran law officer. He's chairman of firstresponderjobs.com. He worked with the Tulsa Police Department for almost 40 years, and he oversaw the Tulsa Homicide Unit for 16 years, so he certainly knows what it's all about being a policeman. I would think, Mike, in your many, many years there, you had some pretty interesting cases in Tulsa.
Sure did.
Do any come to mind immediately, that, you know, stick in your mind more than any others, you know what I mean?
There was a man named Roger Wheeler that was playing golf at the Southern Hills Country Club, which is a very well-known country club. And he was a victim of a mob hit, some killers sent by Whitey Bulger.
Oh, I remember that
FBI
name.
Agent. Yeah, so I worked on it for 30 years and finally solved it and arrested the hitman.
No kidding.
Yes.
So Whitey Bulger, as I remember, he was an East Coast mob man. I can't remember. Is it Boston?
Yes, it was Boston.
Boston.
And it was connected to murders in Boston and Miami.
So they put out a hit on a guy in Tulsa?
Yes, they did. He was a honest businessman trying to run his business very clean, and they were trying to infiltrate the business through a corrupt FBI, retired FBI agent down in Miami.
Oh, very interesting. So you finally solved it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and you got the hitman. Was the hitman local? Was he from Tulsa area?
No, he was from Boston.
Okay.
I also arrested the FBI agent who died in the Tulsa County Jail.
Really?
Yes.
What year is, around what year was that?
That was May 27th, 1981.
81.
Yes.
Indeed. Very interesting. My colleague, Ed Davis, I think has a comment or a question for you.
Mike, I was just wondering, when it comes to hiring these illegals as cops, when they're illegal, do they honestly think they can get a proper background check? Here's what's bothering me. How do they know that whoever they're putting or giving a gun to police the streets is not a murderer from the past or a child molester or whatever?
That's a great question. They've already had situations where members of the cartel have infiltrated different law enforcement agencies along the border. So I don't believe they could get a proper background check. So we wouldn't know who's coming to your home.
I mean, what are they going to do, take their word for it?
You know, at the rate of these politicians, probably.
Wow. I notice, and I think you're right about this, talking about what's going on with the illegal aliens in law enforcement in Illinois. You mentioned this would not happen in Oklahoma, and I'm sure it wouldn't. They just that there would be a, talk about a revolt. Now, Oklahoma would never stand for something like that. Do you have, let me ask you this, speaking about illegal immigrants, do you have a lot of illegal immigrant trouble or whatever in Tulsa?
Well, there's more every day, but we're not anywhere near like some of these areas along the border, but we're close to the border. Mm-hmm. We just, they drive away.
Yeah.
No telling who they're putting a bus on and sending them up here. My son's a cop, and he tells a lot of problems. So
Let me ask you one other question. Again, having grown up in Tulsa, I have a little bit of an interest in it. The homeless situation. Do they have a big homeless situation in Tulsa?
It's growing. My daughter is a homeless outreach person, and she tells me stories. You know, hey, behind those that park over there, there's probably 200 people living. Things like that every day. So. It's just growing. I don't know what the heck is going to be the solution.
Yeah.
But whatever we're doing, it did.
Indeed. Tell us a little bit, Mike, about your organization, firstresponderjobs.com, if you would.
Yes, we're four retired Tulsa policemen that were seeing this problem happen a couple of years ago, a lack of recruiting. So we found a technology company that would share our vision, and our company is a nationwide recruiting service, so it expands your footprint across the nation. We've seen people travel from states like Washington to red states looking for a job. So we'll go in and list the attributes, the career path, for each agency, as well as we call it paychecks, perks, and pensions. We list that information so a recruit can compare the best spot, whether it be Tulsa and Oklahoma City or Dallas and Kansas City. We do that and get a side-by-side comparison that not only includes department information, but it includes your area information, how nice your city is, the cost of living, these kind of things. Whether it's you can ski or it's a beach location, I mean, you can actually find out the whole package. Everything, one-stop shop recruiting.
Got it. Well, Mike, thank you so very much for coming on, and it's great to have people like you fighting the good fight out there. Police are so precious to us. It's so important to every community, and keep up your good work, if you would.
Thank you, sir. That's firstresponderjobs.com. That's 1stresponderjobs.com.
Yes, 1stresponderjobs.com. Go to the website. Thanks again, Mike.
You bet.
All right. Mike Hoff. Great.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah. This world is, this country is, it doesn't, There's no sense to it. Why would they do something like that in Illinois?
Some of these really stupid ideas that are coming up from New York or whatever, I think we just got to take a state and just evacuate everybody and put those ding-dongs there and just let them be stupid.
Well, you know,
you got the mayor of New York now that's coming out and says he wants to restrict and monitor the amount of poultry and dairy that people are eating because cooking poultry and cooking meat and stuff is doing damage to the atmosphere.
Yeah, I tell you what, these governors have lost their way. These big city officials have lost their way. I mean, I can't believe how common sense has been turned on its head.
I want to go back to the good old days when de Blasio outlawed the big gulps.
The big gulps.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we thought that was bad.
Meanwhile, Eric Adams was eating a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. Hypocrisy running rampant. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take our break. When we come back, among other things, think tanks, two big ones, are filing suit to block Joe Biden from trying to cancel $39 billion in student loans.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop. If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They're ISA certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
On a Monday, and hey, delighted to have our buddy and Eye in the Northern Sky, Angelo Ceresi, joining us. And Angelo, you bring with you good news about your brother Andrew. Andrew, we spoke Friday about the fact that our good buddy and sponsor Andrew, the Master Barber, was in the hospital. We didn't get into the detail, but I understand that he's doing much better. And has he been released from the hospital?
Yes, he has. He's home. He's on antibiotics. They lanced the cyst or whatever it was.
Was it an abscess, I believe?
An abscess, yeah.
It was an abscess, that a fast-growing one, because all of a sudden it was like from 1 week, the week prior he was fine, and then this past week all of a sudden there it was, right?
Yeah, I told him. I said, you better get to emergency right now.
Yeah?
He could barely talk, you know. He sent me a picture. His face was swelling up. It didn't even look like him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So when did he come out? Did he come out?
I guess he came out Saturday.
I spoke with him on Friday, and he actually sounded fairly good, and he was hoping to come out Saturday or Sunday, so that's wonderful news. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we send our love to him. He's a hell of a guy. He really is.
I asked him, did you want me to come down? He said, nah, just weather this out, you know?
Yeah. But he's feeling a lot better, and the prognosis is good?
Yeah, so far so good. So far. I guess the antibiotics are working.
Oh, good.
I think they put him on amoxicillin, you know?
Yes. Yeah, that's a form of penicillin.
Penicillin.
Yep. Well, wonderful news. So tell us, Angelo, what is going on these days? Do we have anything new to talk about? Do you want to discuss the third Trump indictment? Do you want to talk about Joe and Hunter Biden? You want to talk about your wonderful New York governor? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I was listening to Mark Levin last night, mm-hmm. and I reviewed it this morning on the internet. You know, and he makes a lot of sense saying how there have been contentious presidential elections. And, you know, the media doesn't bring anything out how it was back in 1877 or 1876 when there was contentious with the presidential election there. And with and the last contentious one was with George Bush.
The 2000 election.
The 2000 election because of the votes. And every contentious election was taken up by the Congress of the United States. Right now, you've got a prosecutor and the Department of Justice trying all these things, bringing charges against a former president. And what Nancy Pelosi did, she should be tried for treason, what she did. She gathered a congressional commission, right, to go over the January 6th committee and the elections, supposedly, picking the Democrats and the Republicans, right? Her handpicked people to make it a kangaroo court, so to speak, which she should not have done. If you're going to do something, you pick X amount of Democrats, X amount of Republicans.
Well, as a matter of fact, the Republicans tried to select their own people
on that
committee, and they were rejected. Nancy Pelosi decided to allow what we might call certain rhinos.
Right. She picked people that were against Trump.
Or anti-Trump Republicans.
Right. Kissinger and what's her name there? The one from Wyoming,
yeah,
you know.
Yes, I know who you mean, because her father was the vice president, Liz Cheney,
right. And, you know, by doing what she did, it was a kangaroo court. And the media never, ever said anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got the Congress going against a former president, which was all rigged to begin with. You know? I mean, so everything that they're doing, the American people should be in an uproar right now. Really should be in an uproar, marching on Washington, saying, what the heck are you people doing?
Well, I think they are in an uproar. I've never seen it so contentious in my entire life. In fact, you know this as well as I do. It's hard to even get a Republican and a Democrat to stay in the same room together, because if they dare start talking politics, the discussion ends, argument begins, and that's the end of the relationship. So I've never seen it as bad as it is right now. And you've got, obviously, we talk about the two-tiered system of justice going on, all the publicity for the third indictment for Donald Trump, coincidentally during an election period, and how hush-hush the mainstream media wants to be when it comes to what could be considered bribery.
Right.
By the current president of the United States. I think a bill of impeachment is due, at least a discussion of it, and I think there will be. I think the Republican Congress is going to, what is it when they do a, not the impeachment itself, but a...
Impeachment inquiry.
Yes, an impeachment inquiry. I think that's coming.
I mean, you know, presidential elections, heck, you had Aaron Burr. Wasn't he Jefferson's vice president at the time? And Alexander Hamilton, you know, they had congressional people picking presidents back then because they didn't get enough electoral votes, or they didn't get enough, popular vote. This has been going on like this since the United States has been around, right?
And No, we've had many contentious situations.
And you had Aaron Burr. And John Adams, who was it that was secretary?
Alexander Hamilton.
They hated each other, and they fought in a duel.
Yes.
I mean, this has been going on in our country for a long time. And the media has taken away our history. What they've done is they buried our history and letting the American people know how this country has been going on and what's going on. All you have to do is follow the history of this country, and you can see what's happening.
I think older people who have a sense of the change in how the media and how educators are dealing with the history of our country have seen the change. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. They are actually destroying our history, tearing down the statues that we had, all the Civil War statues, the people, everything that had to do with this country, they're destroying. And the American people, they're taking away our heritage.
You know, the funny thing was Biden claimed he was going to be the unifier. I have never seen our country as divided.
He's the biggest divider.
And he's the divider-in-chief.
That's right. He's the biggest divider this country has ever seen.
I don't think I can remember the last time he didn't get up in front of people and use the word MAGA Republicans. You know, I mean, talk about trying to divide half the country that voted for Donald Trump, basically, and he's going after them as if there's something wrong with them genetically.
Well,
the MAGA Republicans, you know, as if that should be a dirty term.
As a House Speaker, she has destroyed this country, too, doing what she did with that congressional inquiry. And
you talk about Nancy?
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi's the biggest hypocrite you'll ever find.
She should be charged.
Did you see her the other day? Did you see her the other day trying to poo-poo any discussion of an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden? Oh. She was the one that led the impeachment into Donald Trump for making a phone call about the very issue that should result in the impeachment of Joe Biden.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for any of these politicians we got today. They're terrible. They don't care about this country. They just care about themselves.
You know, I saw something on YouTube yesterday. I don't have to send it to you, Paul, but it was a behind-the-scenes, or maybe not behind-the-scenes, but I think Trump's first couple of months in office when he was trying to get the wall built and get it into the budget, and then there was going to be a shutdown if it didn't happen. And he had Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, Chuck Schumer, in his office there, and they are literally going back and forth, back and forth and back and forth. And there's Donald Trump is saying, we need the wall to be secure. And then he's like, well, we are secure, but we don't need the wall. And that's them way back then spewing that nastiness.
Right.
I mean, way back then.
Well, but how about Schumer? He threatened the Supreme Court justices, a sitting senator, right? When Gorsuch and the other... was appointed, right? Then he says, you'll pay for this or whatever?
Well, I mean, there's two systems of what's right and wrong. I mean, yes. There were the people that were lining the street in front of Neil Gorsuch's, was it his house? Gorsuch's house, I think, yeah. And then they were threatening him based on certain things. I don't even remember all of the detail.
But he, as a sitting senator, was threatening Supreme Court justices. Nancy Pelosi, the same thing. And what about that other lady, Maxine Waters? These people, they're sitting politicians, sitting senators, and a congressperson, and they're threatening people. And nobody, the media didn't do anything.
Right.
Hasn't said nothing. These people should be removed from office. What about that Senator Blumenthal? I'm a Vietnam veteran. Here's a guy that claimed that he was a Vietnam veteran. He never was in Vietnam.
Yes.
Right? And they let him get away. He's a sitting senator.
I know.
He should be removed for saying that.
Well, look at Biden.
And nobody does anything in this country.
I can't, there have been so many tall tales told by Joe Biden. He was in prison with Nelson Mandela, and he rode over how many million miles on Amtrak. It was, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Where are all those people that were denouncing Trump for supposedly being in bed with the Russians and all the collusion that was going on? And here it is there's no doubt, with his son's help, Hunter Biden, that Joe Biden is definitely in bed with the Chinese. At some point in his career, he is. Where are those same people?
Right. They're silent. It's crickets. They won't say a word about it.
You talk about the cities where was it in the Midwest there that they want to have illegal aliens?
Yeah, we just did illegal aliens to do what?
Work in a police department or something
In fact, we just, that was our guest.
Yeah, he'd go to the podcast.
Go to our podcast. We just had an interview with a Tulsa police guy, a retired guy that has now got his own website. And we were talking about that whole situation with Illinois and signing a bill to allow illegal immigrants to work in law enforcement. It is just absolutely, it's mind-boggling.
And the New York mayor that we got now, New York City mayor, he wants you to stop cooking chicken and beef and all that.
You should be listening to our show. We just talked about that. Where were you?
No more cooking outdoors, people. But the other thing was he wants people to eat more plant-based stuff because you don't have to cook it.
They want to take away our stoves, our air conditioners, our cars, refrigerator.
And then right after that, he said, now, understand that's what I want. I got to go. I got a reservation at the steakhouse tonight.
Hey, I wasn't sure I'd read this story, but I'm going to listen to this, Angelo. And Ford Motor Company announced that it is projected to lose $4.5 billion from electric vehicles this year. They're going to lose $4.5 billion from electric vehicles. Apparently, they're not making any money on them.
Well, the thing is, the government is putting the cart before the horse. You know, anytime the government gets involved with something like this, they screw it. They screwed up for it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just one more reason why you do not want the federal government intervening, or whatever you want to call it, into the free market and taking control of industries like healthcare and education. Anything like that, anytime the federal government gets involved in it, they're going to ruin it.
Few things. The government wants us to start buying more and more electric cars, but you don't see any that many electric stations to charge them.
No,
they're not. You know, there's maybe one or two here, one or two there.
Yeah.
The other part is, where are all these batteries going?
We have talked about that.
1,000-pound batteries that are coming out of Teslas.
Are they tossing them into the dump?
Yeah. With the other AA batteries, I don't know.
So are they going to leak mercury and all of that chemical, or what goes on with that?
If this is the future, why are they now? This new fusion thing, where they're splitting an atom or something like that, and it's giving them unlimited amounts of clean energy. Well, what happened to wind and solar?
Mm-hmm.
We're spending all the money on that.
Exactly.
This is the Democratic philosophy. No, I cannot believe the people would vote for this administration again. I just can't.
We're with you. Hey, absolutely with you. Angelo, thank you so much, my friend. Always a pleasure. Thank you for calling in. And such great news about Andrew. Our prayers hopefully are answered on that.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome. Have a good week.
And the same. Okay, buddy. Our eye in the northern sky, Angelo Ceresi. All right, going to take our break. When we come back, the top 10 greatest NFL fullbacks.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of Freedom Works on a Monday. Thank you for being with us. We are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. But if you can't listen live, Big Ed puts all our shows on podcast. You can go to our website anytime you want and click on the podcast button. Ed's got every show, the most recent at the top. You'll know who the guest is. You'll know what the top 10 is. It's our FreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, two think tanks, the Cato Institute and the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, are urging a federal court to block Joe Biden's scaled-back plan to cancel $39 billion, that's with a B, $39 billion in student loans. They say the plan exceeds his authority. It does. He has no right to cancel loans. None. Executive order or not. It's something established by Congress, and they are the ones that have the power to either take it away, or when it comes to money and all of that kind of a thing, it's the power of the purse, and it's in the Congress. I don't know why this idiot doesn't understand that. Well, I know why he's doing it. He knows it's not going to work, and he's just trying to get extra votes. That's why he's doing it.
He's hoping that the people that he would potentially help are not smart enough to realize what's really going on.
Yeah, that's another thing.
I tried to do it,
that's contempt,
but those guys over there wouldn't let me.
That's another reason. That's contempt for your own electorate. You know? Well, these people are so stupid, I can get away with saying this, you know? And they're going to bite. Well, the groups, the two organizations, Cato and the Mackinac Center, accuse the administration of overstepping its power in announcing student loan debt relief for 300,000 borrowers worth $39 billion. Well, I know the courts would never allow that. He's just trying another little, you know, a little game of chicanery, so that's all it is.
Think of how much this administration has given out in free money.
Yeah.
As long as it's not theirs.
That's the problem with socialism. Margaret Thatcher once said that the trouble with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money.
But what the other part was, those people got used to saying, well, why should I go to work when I'm going to get free money from the government?
Of course. Yeah. That's the insidious nature of socialism. All right, before we go to our top 10, Ed, and it's a sports top 10. We've been doing the NFL and the greatest in the different positions. We're going to do the top 10 greatest NFL fullbacks. Is there anything going on you'd want to talk about regarding baseball?
Two things. Yeah, well, the Rays won 2 out of 3 from the bottomless Detroit Lions.
Oh, the
Detroit
Lions.
Tigers. Sorry.
Might as well be the Lions. The Lions will probably play as well.
And those people just show up for the beating every time, you know.
Yeah.
And Rondé Barber, old Buccaneer cornerback, got inducted into his Hall of Fame.
Good. Yeah, he's a great cornerback.
Another one from that defense.
Yeah, he played on the Super Bowl team, didn't he?
Yeah, that's 4 from that defense in 2002.
Well, it's well-deserved for him. All right. Time for our top 10, Ed. These are the top 10 greatest NFL fullbacks. And I want to see if you know who's number one.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number 10. Jim Taylor. Now, Jim Taylor was Green Bay Packers back in the 60s. He was a great one. Yeah, absolutely right. Number 9. Pittsburgh Steelers. I think he made the immaculate reception. Franco Harris?
He was more of a tailback. See, that's where you get, I know. You know,
some of them are, you're going to find others on this list that have done both.
Yeah.
But they did consider him, I guess, a fullback in certain cases. Number eight. I don't remember this guy. Do you? Tony Richardson?
Doesn't sound familiar.
No. Yeah. He might have been back a long time ago. Okay. Number seven. How about Lorenzo Neal?
Oh, yeah. Lo Neal. Played for the Bucks for 2 years, I think it was.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He blocked for Mike Allstott for a bit.
Oh, I remember Mike Allstott.
Yeah. And played for the Titans. Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
He was a very good fullback.
Yeah, apparently.
Really nice guy, too.
Was he? All right. I hope I pronounced this. Number six. Kyle Juszczyk. J-U-S-Z-C-Z-Y-K.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Gesundheit.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Nice going, Kyle.
Good for you, Kyle. Number five. Now, this one I did never see play, but I heard, this is the greatest name in football, Ed. This is the greatest name ever in a football, for a football player. Bronco Nagurski.
Yeah.
How about that? Just the name would scare you.
Yeah.
But he was a Hall of Fame Chicago Bear.
Imagine if you had a hurricane
fullback
named Bronco.
Bronco Nagurski.
Everybody would leave. I'd move. I'd leave the state if Bronco the hurricane was coming.
All right, number four. This guy also played in baseball. Marion Motley. Way back. Marion Motley, I don't remember which team it was, but he was a great baseball player as well. He was a fullback in the NFL. Number three. From the great Miami Dolphins, who do you think that would be? Larry Zonka. Larry Zonka. Is he still around?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, he was a bull.
Yeah.
He was a real bull. Number two. You're going to like this one, Ed.
Yeah.
Mike Allstott.
Yeah.
There you go.
And Mike, the thing is,
Bucks.
With the Bucks, the defenders on the other side of the field, the other team were mic'd up sometimes, and they would be frustrated after Mike would run over them five or six times. And they'd sit there and say, Mike Allstott, is he a fullback or is he a running back? Because, you know, fullbacks don't traditionally get the ball, they're supposed to be in there blocking. That's what a true fullback is supposed to be, a blocker. Like Lorenzo Neal, full true back. He barely got the ball, but he was just put in there to blow people up. But Mike Allstott, you had to worry about him having the ball because he would run right over you.
Yeah, he would. He would. Okay, and speaking of that, what you just talked about, this guy could be considered both a running back and a fullback. Who do you think is number one?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Because it goes both, you know.
I know. I want to see if you'll contest this one.
Give me the team.
Cleveland Browns.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Didn't he get the greatest running back?
Yes.
Well, he can't be both.
I know, but he is. That new arena list has. I knew you would complain. I kind of wonder myself. But apparently they
put Barry Sanders in there,
they
too.
They lined him. We can put Walter Payton in. He was a great blocker. But anyway, it was Jim Brown.
Well, the true fullback is gone today.
Yeah.
They put a big tight end in there now.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Okay. All right. We had fun with it anyway. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday. And remember, freedom works.